In Rodgers and Hammerstein's inspiring musical, The Sound of Music, there is a song called My Favorite Things, sung by Maria when she's trying to teach the children to comfort themselves. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. You may have your own favorite things, people and animals that you turn to in times of trouble and anxiety. And some of them may be Bible passages or hymns. I certainly do. We turn to these things for comfort rather than for rational answers and solutions. And in today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd," his speech to his friends, according to John. And the psalm today, sung by the choir, is certainly a favorite and a comfort to many Christians and Jews over the centuries. I've known many people in their last days who find comfort in hearing the 23rd Psalm. In John's Gospel, Jesus speaks quite a few "I am" sentences in addition to "I am the Good Shepherd." He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the vine." And perhaps most famously, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." These are all metaphors used by Jesus to help us grasp at least parts of what it was and is. When Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he was making an amazing claim. He had discovered in his own mind a spirit, a doorway to God, a way to the truth of God that gives life. And the gospel truth he embodied is that humans are small yet significant and beloved and intimately related to God as a father or mother to a child. He tried to widen our view of God and the world. He tried to point us away from our ego concerns, which is our blindness. He stretched our mental smallness, which is our sin. He taught and blessed us in mysterious, ecstatic words such as, "Blessed are the poor, overcome evil with good, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he still overcomes evil in our thoughts and dreams. He still overcomes evil in the world. One of my favorite ecstatic utterances that I turn to is also from John's Gospel. He said, "In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You shall overcome, and we shall overcome." "But how?" asked Thomas. "We don't know the way." In the spirit of Midrash, which is embroidering the scriptures, I would like to add some metaphors to Jesus' "I am" sentences this morning, to explore them. Not as a scholar might study, but as ecstatic prose or perhaps poetry. Looking for fresh ways to envision and invite God into our experience and to open our hearts to the life that he promises. Jesus said, "I am the way." He is the doorway, the open gate. He's the road map and the road. He's the airplane ticket and the pilot, the solution to the puzzle, the method that you have discovered actually works. He is the plan, the design, the software. He's the wind beneath your wings. He is the energy, the motor. He's the moonlight on a dark night. He's the knife. It cuts clean and deep. Jesus said, "I am the truth." And Pontius Pilate said, "What is truth?" He's the window cleaner and the clean window through which we can finally see clearly. He's the truth, that all humans are Holy Spirit, as well as small and specific persons. He is the inspired insight, the clear explanation. He is the equation. He is the secret. He is the lie detector. He is perfect pitch. Jesus said, "I am the life. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am food and water, bread and wine. This is my body. This is my blood. Taste and see. I am fertility, rich soil and rain. I am procreation, gestation and safe delivery. I am the life that is love that heals, tears that heal, and faith that heals. Come all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." All these metaphors are only some of the infinite facets of God that are embodied in Jesus. The amazing thing is that we, like Jesus, dwell in that same Holy Spirit. We partake of the divine even as he did. In John, Jesus says, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." So too, we are in Christ, and he is in us. This is such a miracle. This is so amazing that we don't get it most of the time. But in some ecstatic moments, we do get it. All of our ministries are possible, and only possible, if we, like Jesus, depend on God's power to work through us. We preach in the Spirit. We make music and sing praises in the Spirit. We feed the hungry in the Spirit. We are peacemakers in the Spirit. And his yoke is actually easy. I think whenever we get overworked in church work, we need to think, am I carrying more than his yoke? Maybe I don't need to carry so much. When we come to the altar this day and every Sunday, our mind may still be in the morning news or family problems, or we may come with a heart open to the ecstatic experience of the foretaste of heaven, which we practice each Sunday in order to become the body of Christ, which is itself a vital metaphor for how we want and hope to live our days on earth. Taste and see that the Lord is the good way, the only truth, and the only life. He is the good shepherd, and the bread of life, and the light of the world. We have a wonderful Lord. Let us honor and follow him with joy and power.